As the world shifts to online communication during this pandemic, people are finding creative ways to replicate face-to-face situations in the virtual world. Think business meetings, online cocktail hours, and live streaming concerts. But technology hasn't quite caught up with at least one type of real-life endeavor. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports.
Walk down that lonesome road all by yourself.
That's the Yukon Chamber Singers in a virtual performance of That Lonesome Road by James Taylor. The video resembles your typical Zoom meeting. An array of people, young singers in this case, framed in boxes much like the opening to the Brady Bunch. A little secret, they are not in fact singing together in real time. Each singer recorded their parts separately. The parts were mixed together after the fact. Adam Giroux is a junior at UConn and sang tenor two in this video. He found recording his part for the project to be a lonely exercise.
Choir is about making art with other people, and when you take that away, it kind of just becomes like a project. It is mostly just kind of like singing into a void. Okay, this is cool, but kind of pointless.
And therein lies the problem with choirs and social distancing. There is no technology out there yet that replicates a real-world choral experience. This is what an online choir rehearsal sounds like. In this case, the app is Zoom.
And then, aha, that D flat, right? So let's give that a try. Come join us, choose ready, go.
That's Meredith Newman, leading the Connecticut Children's Chorus. She's also the head of choral activities at the Hart School Community Division.
I've really liked using Zoom. For me, that's just kind of the one that I clicked with. I like the sharing computer audio and all of that. It's pretty easy. You are able to do more than you think you might be able to do.
But the Zoom rehearsal is challenging and contradicts some of the basic principles of good choral singing. Katie Houts of the Choristers Guild, a resource for choir directors and singers, said as much in a recent Zoom tutorial.
How do you get everyone to sing together and hear each other in sync at the same time? Oh man, it's just not going to happen. The technology just isn't there yet. We are at the mercy of internet connection speeds.
So if your singers can't hear each other, what's a choir director to do? Meredith Newman has a workaround where she mutes her singers' computer mics.
I will sing along with them so that it at least gives them, not the illusion, but at least they are singing with one other voice. It's not like sitting alone and singing in awkward silence. But no, you're not going to hear them in a group.
Still, Newman sees value in the Zoom choir rehearsal. An important part of that for her is letting kids be kids.
Because we're not being social right now, I think the most important thing is letting them be social. So I give them about 10 minutes of complete free rein, no muting of anything. I let them talk. I let them do sillies. I let them get it all out.
Then it's time to work. Newman says a great feature of Zoom is that she can play the accompaniment for the piece they are working on from her computer, and her singers can hear it and sing along.
And I can even conduct along, which is very cool. It will look delayed to me, but it won't feel delayed to them. My conducting will line up perfectly with the recording. And they love it, so they see each other singing along, they hear the background, they see the conducting. And then that's it. That's the typical rehearsal.
Adam Giroux says for him, there are some benefits to the Zoom choir rehearsal. Without the frantic pace of learning music quickly for upcoming performances, he says the UConn Chamber Choir has had time to look at their repertoire in a more thoughtful way.
Through this whole thing, we kind of learned like the meaning of the piece, which we don't really talk about, which I think is important. And so I just think we could bring some of that in when we all meet up together again, like realize that when we all share ideas and talk through things that we have a better product at the end of the day.
Until it's safe for choirs to rehearse together in person, Zoom seems to be the app of choice for choral directors and music teachers, and now there is research to back up their choice. According to a study last month by the New England Conservatory of Music, among the four most commonly used apps for online music lessons, Zoom had the highest fidelity in terms of both range of dynamic sound and frequencies. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.